Voters in Serbia go to the polls today in what's expected to be a close contest between nationalists and pro-Western reformers. But the vote is overshadowed by an upcoming United Nations decision on granting independence to the breakaway province of Kosovo, which is mostly ethnic Albanian. None of the major Serbian parties is willing to declare that Kosovo is lost. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Belgrade.
Under Prime Minister Vojislav Koštunica, a moderate nationalist, Serbia has just begun to emerge from the economic morass left by Slobodan Milosevic and the devastating ethnic wars he launched. At his final rally, Koštunica spoke proudly of Serbia's 7% annual growth and the foreign investments pouring into the country. But his major focus was not the economy.
Kosovo is ours. It is an integral part of Serbia, and we will never give it up. The UN Charter upholds our territorial integrity and inviolability of our borders.
The cheering crowd chanted Koštunica's slogan, Long Live Serbia. The rival Democratic Party held its final campaign rally the next day. Same time, same place, but with a very different cast of characters. The crowd was younger, more urban, and more impatient, reflecting the party slogan, Life Cannot Wait. Party leader and president of Serbia, Boris Tadic, proclaimed Serbia's destiny is in the European Union.
We are fully dedicated to fulfilling the hopes and aspirations of people who want to live a better life and who want to forget past suffering.
Koštunica and Tadic are rivals for the Democratic vote, but polls suggest the largest number of votes is likely to go to the ultra-nationalist Radical Party, whose leader Vojislav Šešelj is in prison awaiting trial at the War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague. For Western leaders, a Serbian government, including the Radicals, is the worst possible outcome. In the lead-up to the election, government officials from Sweden, Austria, Greece, and Slovakia flocked to Belgrade. The U.S. Senate adopted a resolution, and British Prime Minister Tony Blair sent an open letter, all aimed at urging Serbs to vote for the Democratic parties. The West hopes a governing coalition of reformists will finally hand over to the War Crimes Tribunal the elusive Ratko Mladic and, more urgently, show flexibility over Kosovo. But polling analyst Srđan Bogosavljević says 7 years after the West bombed Serbia and virtually wrested control of Kosovo from Belgrade, no party wants to take responsibility for losing what's still seen as the cradle of the Serbian nation.
Almost nobody is in favor of Kosovo being independent. It's 5 to 10% are saying Kosovo should be independent. Almost nobody.
Vladita Janković, advisor to Koštunica, says holding on to Kosovo is also a matter of regional stability. He warns that giving in to ethnic Albanian demands for independence could unleash a domino effect not only in the Balkans, but also in other European countries with restless ethnic minorities.
These are all the reasons why we are so stubbornly sticking to our opposition to Kosovo independence. And I will have you reminded that we are not alone any longer.
Serbia enjoys the support of both China and Russia, which could use their Security Council veto power to block any UN Kosovo plan objectionable to Belgrade. But here in Serbia, the international stakes of the elections are overshadowed by another concern, a possibly low turnout, especially among the young. A group of students mingles near the university. Majda Puača is not going to vote. She says politicians are just using the Kosovo issue.
They're lying to people that Kosovo is part of Serbia. It's not. De facto, it's not part of Serbia for the last 7 years. So it's just another big lie of the politicians with their populism and the spread of nationalism that they get people to vote for them because that's what people want to hear, but that's not the reality.
Guacha, like many people of her generation, says there are other urgent priorities, such as fighting corruption and providing real prospects for young people, many of whom, polls show, dream of escaping Serbia to find a better life in another country. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Belgrade.